See, they learn how to get the increase. They communicate with Paul. Excuse me. They learn to communicate with Paul on giving and receiving. And when you learn how to communicate with people that you partner with. See, we said members of this church, you ought to be partners. See, a member just do anything they want to do. They can go be gone 5 years. I'm a member so-and-so. Partners don't do that. Partners partaker of what's going on, and they're with it. You wouldn't get a business partner and make him partner with you, and he never do anything to while the business is growing, and you got to have supply, and you buy all the supply, and he never put anything in. Then he come in and get half what you profit on. That ain't no partner. That's a taker. Come on, y'all. A partner take part in what's going on. We all enjoy the benefit of the profit from it. Is that right? Or am I talking to strange folks? A partner. And that's why you have people ride the church and just a few people carry it. Because you just got somebody just ride freeload. They don't ever give anything in the offering. They don't ever partake of anything going. They'll show up every once in a while and they want the fire hit the fan and the fan start blowing. They want prayer. They want you to pray them out of it. You know, you really don't have any partnership in that. Hello? But because God is so merciful, he told us to tell the whole world, and this is what we're trying to do. But we have to have partners to do it. People who are willing to commit themselves to, and God's promised us, and I close right here, God promised us increase from it, and I will get into that more about how that happened. I'm going to make mention of it now. How do that happen to get increase? Well, when you partner with somebody in the natural and you invest, you partner, and when that increase comes, don't you get part of the increase that comes from the person you partner with? Am I right? Am I just talking wild talk? And that's how God get increase to you. If I sow into a ministry and they go to another country and win soul, that money I gave, I get credit for the soul. And when increase comes to that man that got the money that they sold to him, increase will come to me. God know how to get it to you. That's how it works. But if you don't use your faith, you just leave your part out there and let the birds get it. People come steal your money. You left it laying in the field, and they come along and pick it up. That's how we have, and we just give, and then we don't expect. Now, I'm going to give, I ain't expect nothing. You come on now. Why in the world would a farmer go out there and say, I'm going to plant this 100 acres of soybean, but I don't expect nothing from it? Why are you out there planting all that then? You're not expecting anything from it. Did not the Lord say, give, and it shall be given? Did not he say that? Did he mean that? Then why can't I expect to receive? I said, why can't I expect to receive when he told me give and it shall be given? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. There is a healer in the house. There is a provider in the house. There is wisdom in the house. there is peace available to you. There's a God who loves you. Hallelujah. Do you hear what I'm saying? And if you're lost, there's a God who wants you saved to receive the salvation he provided. He has provided for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you and we praise you and bless you for all of your goodness and your greatness. Oh, Father, thank you. Help us, help us, help us today and every day to get the revelation, understanding of who you are. We don't leave without what you have given us. May our coming together be rich and fertile, powerful and strong. Holy Spirit, may you be free to move among us. Hallelujah. And gifts of healing and working of miracles and special faith. May you be free to move in the place on the street when we go out there. Hallelujah. To share Jesus, the other will know. I thank you that the power of darkness is broken over your people and over their mind and over their thinking in the name of Jesus. I thank you they're broken in the name of Jesus from and they're delivered from the addiction and control of many substances that the enemy have used to take advantage of them. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus that your people rise up in this hour with a great anointing in the name of Jesus and the power of God. And began to rule and reign and take charge. Hallelujah. Using your name. Using that name. Using that name. Knowing that we're washed in the blood. Knowing that we're covered. Knowing that you'll never leave us. Knowing that you'll never forsake us. Thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, I thank you that you bring into our possession greater wealth, more increase, that we're rich. We know why we're rich. We know why we have it. We know why you're giving it, and we are busy dispensing it to the places and to the things and the peoples and the ministry and all the places that it should be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank you that souls will come from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, from every direction. I thank you that people will come to the fountain of life and receive. Thank you for today. Even those that are viewing us today in the name of Jesus, not giving their hearts to you, they will give their heart to you today. They'll make Jesus Lord of their life. And I give you praise and glory and honor and thanksgiving for it.